Are there any compulsive eaters here beside myself today?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you come here to this convention to get information and recovery and help for compulsive eating?
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, thanks. I know it was something you were coming back up here. Cross-talking is very harmful sometimes, and it has harmed a lot of people without people knowing that they harm people. And but it's something that we as a fellowship have been working on for years, and it's down through the years, and it's trying to get some kind of handle on it. I think it's going to be a continuous thing that we'll focus on. I brought some handouts, and if you are, I know we don't get to see each other a lot or anything like that, but if you want to, you can take some of these back to your meetings. I made enough copies for that to be done. You take them back to your meetings and hand them out to people in the program, or if you don't see them in a meeting, you know, you may want to get it to them however you get it to them. Because I think all this information is really good. Pamela, who was supposed to be with me to do this workshop, is not able to be here. And so I'm going forward with it. I ran the copies of the information that she sent to me to run off. And I thought that was really nice and sweet of her to do that. So I thought it was just important that I do what she wanted me to do and get it here, and it's on the table. We're going to be talking about crosstalk, what it is, and how it's done without people being aware, and about them being aware. I'm going to start off with this particular. Well, they stuck together. I guess they want people to take more than one. This particular one is about crosstalk and what it is. And it says, what is it? So I'm going to, if you want me to, I'll pass them out. If you don't want to, I'll get somebody else to pass this one out right here. And the next one I will be doing would be for this one. No, that one won't be the next one. Crosstalk. Okay. You can give them, if they need more than one, they can have more, because I think it's enough for everybody to get more than one and give it to other people. Okay. Wester says that crosstalk is interference in one track of a recording caused by another track. In 12-step programs, the term crosstalk is used to describe various forms of interference in meetings. We speak of crosstalk with reference to vehemence, but there is confusion about its actual definition within the fellowship. You know, because of the definition, the fellowship is different from what it says in the dictionary, because we are talking about people following the 12 steps and using the program as a guideline in crosstalk. So I'm going to ask volunteers to read, okay, in order for us to move through this with people being involved. First, someone read number one. As they say, suggest the CA high guidelines are. Someone read one. Okay. Someone need two. Read two. Okay. Okay. Wow. Someone read number three. Okay. Someone read number four, and someone need number five.
So just to see how guidelines are. One, we share only about our own experience, strength, and hope.
Suggest to CEA how guidelines are. Number two, the only appropriate comment about anyone's share, a speaker's or another member, is thank you for your share. We do not praise a leader or another member in our share.
Thanks.
Any comments, negative or positive, about another share, experience, life program, or remarks are crosstalk. That is interference.
Thanks.
Four, a member may talk about his or own experience as it relates or indirectly to another share, but should not refer to that person's share. Even comments such as, when you talked about, it reminded me of my own experience, are possibly inappropriate. A better way to relate our experience to another is to say, I am reminded of, with no reference to another person's share.
Number five, only if advice is requested can it be offered after the meeting or by phone.
Okay. Somebody who has not read, volunteer to read the next paragraph. Why does CEA how strongly discourage crosstalk? Well, you read the next one then. Just come on up in line. We got another one right after.
Why does CEA how strongly discourage crosstalk? There are several reasons. We need to feel safe about expressing our experience, strength, and hope without fear of direct or indirect response. Interference. For many members, these rooms are the first place we have felt safe speaking about our experience. Crosstalk is judgmental, expressing an opinion, whether good or bad, of the person's share. Being judgmental is a character defect we are trying to let go. Crosstalk can break a person's anonymity by introducing information not mentioned in the person's share, revealing relationships outside the meeting.
Thanks.
Avoiding crosstalk helps to guarantee safety, protect privacy, and ensure anonymity for all of us. It should not discourage anyone from sharing, but rather guarantee that each member speaks just about his or her own experience, strength, and hope.
Thanks. Would someone volunteer to read the last part on that page?
I'm Linda, compulsive eater. It is suggested that each meeting do two things to guard against crosstalk. One, define the meeting's definition of crosstalk in a group conscience at a business meeting, and two, include the definition and the prohibition against crosstalk in the format or secretary's report before sharing begins.
Thanks. Okay, the next one is examples of, did you get this one? Examples of crosstalk?
Yes.
Okay, examples of crosstalk. Who wants to read next? Okay. Okay.
Examples of crosstalk defined by group conscience. Crosstalk during a meeting refers to expressing a compliment, commenting on someone's share, or any form of disruption, advice giving, or speaking directly to another person rather than to the group. Sharing our own experience, strength, and hope, and avoiding crosstalk frees us from worry about negative or positive judgment.
Thanks.
this meeting's group conscience regarding crosstalk is, please realize that feedback, whether positive or negative, to another member's sharing, mentioning the name of another member in your pitch, or any other form of interruption while a member is sharing is considered crosstalk. Avoiding crosstalk helps to guarantee safety in our meetings, protect privacy, and ensure anonymity for all of us.
Thanks.
We ask that no one give advice, and please no crosstalk. Crosstalk during a meeting refers to expressing a compliment, commenting on someone's share, any form of disruption, advice giving, or speaking directly to another person rather than the group. Right, Loretta? Sharing our own experience, strength, and hope, and avoiding crosstalk frees us from worry about negative or positive judgment. We further ask that those who share keep to the subject at hand, avoiding outside issues such as religious creeds, naming other 12-step programs, or outside literature or philosophies. Remain positive by offering your own experience, strength, and hope as it relates to CEA How.
Thanks to all of you for reading. And I don't know if everybody, some people came in after we passed out some of the flyers. If you didn't get one, come up and get one if you want one. If you need more, you can still get more. We have other flyers here, but right now, we want to talk about some of the things that happens in meetings, like breaking traditions. And we have two people that will give some good feedback, some good examples and stuff that happens when we break traditions in regards to trial strike. Cheryl and both of y'all. This is another Cheryl. Gloria, it's another Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Loretta, that was such a great share. Wow. You know, when you talked about your Catholic upbringing, it really reminded me of when I was going to Catholic school. And, whoa, you really touched me, Loretta. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, thanks.
So, question.
There's another person with her. Come on. You and her are together. Y'all have to talk to each other.
So I wanted to share a personal experience that I've had, and I read this book called The Brain on Grief that I highly recommend because it's helped me a lot in this grief process that I've been experiencing.
Now, you want to go up and share what happened during that, how the crosstalk was breaking that tradition, both of you?
So in sharing a personal experience, right, and the idea is that we're here to experience our strength and hope in program in CEA How. So sharing outside literature, recommending things that are not CEA How approved is a break in what we do. So that's the example that I was giving.
Thanks. Directly commenting to another person about his or her share, mentioning something that they talked about specifically instead of sharing your own experience, strength, and hope is an example of crosstalk.
Thanks to both of you for doing that. Breaking the traditions happened a lot, a whole lot in program with crosstalk. So let's you know, be aware of that and you know take all of what they said into our minds and try to relate this to your meetings and to the people in, you know, that you are with all the time when you hear sharing. You may not want to, you know, call them out in the meeting, but after, you know, you can go to your inner group and, you know, and you can talk to your sponsor and see how we can not let that happen so much. Okay. Crosstalk is, like I said, very delicate, and as I proceed into talking about this, I'm smiling because a lot of times, if I can just regain some kind of composure and say, you know what, you know, I may say I haven't done, I'm not doing, or I, you know, this or that, but we have slips in the program, you know, and that's, you know, when you have slips, it's not about food slips all the time. It's about the things like this. You know, we have slips without sharing sometimes. You know, I never am sharing the same exact words at all times. I'm always sharing differently. And even though I may be telling the same story, it's going to come out different. And I may make a slip in that, you know. You know, it's all kinds of ways, and crosstalk is one of the ways that people slip a lot of times and don't even realize it. And when I am talking about steps a lot of times, and the traditions have already been discussed, there are things that's done when people are talking about steps that lead to crosstalk a lot of times in a lot of ways. And there are people that can jump in and start talking about something that's not, you know, it's not supposed to be done. Not in a meeting or in not anywhere in the fellowship does it say we're supposed to do that. You know, it's like I may be talking about step two. Came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. Some people may want to interject and put their thoughts in it while I am speaking. So I'm going to say that again. Came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore.
I haven't been to program long.
Then you need step two.
Yeah, step two may help you.
What is step two?
To restore you to sanity. Yeah, being new, you can use some sanity.
Wow. Now, they did that real good, real quick, too. Okay. And that's a real good way, you know, that is definitely crosstalk, because I'm talking about self-three, and they just jumped in. So how would it look if we did it correctly? Came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. Someone want to share on self-three? Okay, what, tell us who you are.
I'm Gloria. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Gloria. Hi, Gloria.
And I'm here to share on step two. And I just realized, you know, that trusting my higher power today makes a difference in my program. It's not about me, but it's about believing that God can do for me what I can't do for myself. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Gloria. You want to sign? Each person, have you signed the waiver? Okay, you've already signed it. Okay. And is there anyone else that wants to share on step three?
Thank you for sharing.
Step two, I'm sorry.
Step two. Okay. When I came into program, I knew that I just was
not sane. My life was not manageable, and I needed program to restore my sanity. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Carmen. Anybody else want to share on step three? These are actors. Step two, I'm sorry. Step two, I'm running ahead of myself.
Okay, cross-talking. Is what I have experienced in cross-talking is it's very disruptive. One person may be sharing about an experience that they've had, and then another person may have had the same experience, and they talk about it, and it just becomes back and forth. And sometimes they're giggling. I hear it on the phone booth. Sometimes they're giggling and stuff. And it's just very disruptive, but it's important for me to just keep my mouth closed and not add to it, because it's easy to add to it. And also, and that's part of being restored to sanity, when I can have self-control. So I just try to, just put everything to myself and just kind of keep my mouth closed and let them at it, because I feel like that's the strength of their program. They're, weakening their own program by doing that. So thank you.
Thanks. Now I'm going to ask if there's anyone that wants to share on what they saw in the acting of step two, and in the correct working to do the correct form of step two. I'm gonna ask you if you will share, because Cheryl used to be board chair, so
that's cross talk.
So what? I didn't hear what you said.
I said that was crosstalk.
I know it. that's what I'm saying. So we are exercising what crosstalk is.
Right. Uh-huh. So if I say, "Oh, glorious speech, really touched me," that was wonderful. That was so great. Then I'm expressing judgment about her. Even if it's positive, then it's crosstalk, because then everyone else in the room is going, "Oh, she didn't say that about what I said, so maybe what I said was pretty bad," right? It's making a comparison. So just any kind of mentioning someone else's name. "Oh, yes, and I've been in the program for 20 years, and, oh, David over there, he was my first sponsor, and David and..." No, don't mention someone else's name. Keep things out of it. That's, only just talk about your own experience and stuff, right? Okay, so what were you going to say?
I got you that time.
I just wanted to say that I've actually heard this at meetings. People are talking, and then someone interjects and says, "I know we're not supposed to crosstalk, but," and they do it anyway. and I, maybe they're trying to make it okay by saying that, but I understand what crosstalk is. You're supposed to let the person experience their own experience, and you might want to come up to them afterwards and say, "That was a nice share, I learned." Mm-hmm. But in the public forum of the meeting, it's crosstalk, and that I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, thanks.
Could I drop the mic now?
Renee Composavita, this is really fun. I want to thank all of the actors. You guys were great, because it put everything, put things in perspective as far as what crosstalk is. And people do weird things when they want to say something. I think I do weird things too when I want to say something. And for instance, I might say, "Oh boy, that was so good." And then I'll share what that person shared, you know, like, oh, God is so good, you know, and he helped me too do whatever, and not even thinking that it's crosstalk, but the one that I really like is with the first two ladies when the one where she said, I got a book and I'm going to share it with everybody. You know, that was, and we do that. And I come from another program, so it doesn't occur to me when I'm sharing that I might not should say something about that other program because I'm so excited. You know, that's how, you know, I'm just excited. But it's important to consider our program, our traditions, mm-hmm. and how we govern ourselves because somebody's watching me. And somebody's going to learn from me. And if I'm not doing what the program requires, then I'm an example of something that's not really good. So, I, this program is so amazing, and I want to share it with everybody, but I want to share it according to the tradition and the guidelines of the program. Thank you.
Thanks. I think it's very important that we be I speak for myself, that I be aware of how I say and what I say. And I know a lot of times I'm not really aware of what I'm saying at this moment. You know, at that moment, I'm talking, you know, I'm just, you know, sharing, you know, and something may come out like, you know, and I'll think to myself, oh my God, you know, I shouldn't say that. You know, I don't need to say that, but it's already out. You know, but what I can do is I can immediately say, you know, I need to make, and I've done this. I need to make an amends to the group for what I just said. I've done that several times because that is inappropriate and it's not to be done and it's not to be said. But not all the time have I called. You know, I'm barely into the program again when I'm thinking about crosstalk because it's a learning. You know, it's a learning experience of knowing when to say what to say and how to be aware that I need to not be led off into the thought that. Okay, I've already said it now, and nothing can be done. Yes, it is something can be done. You know, I can stop in that meeting or in that group or wherever, you know, if it's in a group, if it's in the area, or if it's in a meeting, if it's on Zoom or phone or whatever case it may be, I can stop and say, you know, I just called someone's name that I didn't need to call. I don't need to call nobody's name in this meeting, and I make amends to the group, and I say it, you know, I can say it. I make an amends to this group for doing that, and it doesn't correct the fact that I've said it, but it helps helps the other people in the group know that I am the one that did it, and that helps me to know that I am the one that needs to make the amends. You know, and amends aren't always just for other people that done things or that I have done to other people. It's about what maybe I've said to people that's in recovery in the program that I make amends to. So that's a part of what I have to do for my own self and my own recovery and my own program. And I can remember the sponsor telling me years ago, she says, you know, you get to make amends for your recovery. It's not for their recovery. It's not about what they did. And of course, you know, I'm new in the program. I looked at it and I said, but I didn't do anything to them. They did it to me. She says, it's your recovery and not theirs. You make amends for what you did. I said, I didn't do anything. She said, you've been holding anger, resentment, and all of this stuff all these years. Now making amends is part of your recovery. And I didn't understand that then, but I learned down through the years, and I do know now that that is really a fact for me. As long as I hold it, it's going to fester and grow inside of me. But when I make an amends, it starts to come out. So crosstalk for me is something that I have to be aware of for my own recovery, for my own program. And another thing, people come into the program new. They hear this kind of, that kind of interaction between us. They don't know it's not correct. They may be the first day in any kind of 12-step program, and they're sitting in a CA high meeting, and that's going on. Well, they think that's the way it's supposed to happen. They don't know any different. So it's up to me and for us in recovery to carry the message in a way that promotes recovery and gives out what we need and what other people need. The next one of the other flyers here is about tradition and carrying the message to meetings. You can pass those out. And again, you can have more than one because I made enough so we could have. I got them stationed up. I didn't have time to staple them together. So each one can get that. And then the next one is best practices of strong meetings. Have you got this? Okay. I got them stacked, the way I'm supposed to be. I get a chance to staple them. And we can take those and read over them and find out what is in there for you that would help you and help other people in your meetings and make sure that others can get those. Like again, Pamela emailed all that to me and asked me to run the copies, and I was so grateful and I'm thankful because she really didn't have to do that since she was not going to be here. But she did, because she was just that concerned and has that much love and that much care for her program and for our program. She loves CI. And I can't thank her enough for all the service she has done down through years, and I just love her for it. I really do. So, I'm saying that I'm calling her name because she was the other person on the panel for Crosstalk. It's not that I'm using her as a crosstalk, but because she is the one who was on the other panel, so she asked me, to share all this information with you. And now we're going to do something that you need some more. I think we are. I don't know if I.
Best practices for
best practices. Sleep ran out.
It's five different handouts. Okay, let's do an exercise. And when we do this exercise, think about cross-talking in this. And it probably will sound like, so how am I going to interject anything about cross-talking in this? And as you sit there in a few minutes, if something may come to you. So I'm going to ask you, close your eyes, if you will, and think of being here, right here. Leave all of the other stuff out, everything else that's been going on and anything else outside of this convention that's out there. Just blanket, get it all out of your mind. And then just sit there for a few minutes. Think about how this can help you in your crosstalk as learning and growing as we progress through this next year. Think of some of the ways that you can do the things that would help you and your recovery process and be an example and a light for other people. Hold that thought for a few seconds. Now slowly open your eyes. Each one of you, do you have a pencil or a pen to write something? It's very short. You don't have to worry about having a if you need a pen, some up on the table here. Okay, you got a piece of paper. You don't have a piece of paper, write on the back of one of those you got. Okay. And I'm going to ask each one of you to write down as you look at me, you know, what an opportunity. As you look at me and think about what just happened when you had your eyes closed and without any thoughts or anything about anything, write down immediately the color that came to you, the color, C-O-L-O-R. Not the color, not by me, my color, you know, my beautiful color, my skin color, or anybody's skin color. Just go past that. Now just pass all of that. Just that one color that came to you while you were with your eyes closed. One color. Okay.